T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's hope it's something good with Mr. Neil Zorn. Hey, Neil, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, one thing that is getting better for me is Stranger Things. I mean, it's nice to have the Russians as villains again, I think, after a period where they weren't. And so maybe that's what's getting
Russians are the all-time... Neil, I lost complete emphasis on the Olympics once the Russians were second rate. And, you know, that I used to watch that and root right down to the last medal.
Exactly. So now that there's a rivalry again, and now that you have Russian villains in our programs, I'm sort of liking that a little bit better. It's not, you know, I am Russian, so I actually like that, but it's still, at the same time, one of those things I like. So Stranger Things is still the flavor of the summer, and the reason it is because it besides retaining what it always had, I thought it went a little too fast. I actually watched it again because I thought it was too fast and furious and wanted to catch some details. And what it does is it's the normality then turns into the calamity. What bothers me sometimes is that they don't realize that there's the calamity. It seems like the calamity has gone away, and until they have that single episode, they don't forget that they forget they're fighting anything. So sometimes normality is fun to watch because it reminds of the 80s, and because it's so they're so careful about what they do in terms of that. So that makes it fun. But at the same time, you say, why are you riding a bike at night? Why are you taking these risks? Did you forget that in your town there's this thing happening, and is it only Will who has an idea that it might happen again? So I find strange about Stranger Things, but that still is the flavor of the summer because there's nothing else to replace. It's basically binge watching. You did Breaking Bad. I did Killing Eve. There's a lot of other shows.
Outlander. All 52. I think it's 52 of the first four seasons. It seemed to be in a matter of under a week. I mean, it was brutal. The Outlander. And I can't take, if I hear the Scottish accent one more time, my God.
Well, but I won't do one for you, laddie.
All right, we got a caller.
I'll leave my Scottish accent away.
We have a caller for Neil Zorn. Let's go to Vince in Mays Landing. Vince, what's the show for Neil?
Neil, what do you think of Animal Kingdom?
Animal Kingdom is good. I mean, I did watch some of it. I didn't watch all of it. But I do like Animal Kingdom, and I like the movie that it's based on. So, that... I'm blanking on what network it is, but it because I
is
get
it TBS,
TNT, yeah.
TNT. Okay,
TNT. It's one of the Turner networks. Yeah. I know because I get it. It's one of the things where they send me the episodes by email when they come out. So I get to watch.
Ellen Barkin is something in that. She deserves some kind of an award.
Well, Ellen Barkin has a Tony Award. She doesn't have an Oscar nomination, oddly enough. Ellen Barkin is one of the great actresses, and of course, in the movie, Jackie Weaver was wonderful. So, yes, Animal Kingdom is something people can watch. I watch it myself, and I keep forgetting to talk about it.
Right. Hey, good stuff. Now, Vince, you're in Mays Landing. Is it Mays Landing where they're talking about the Jersey Shore coming back and town application for that? Is it Mays Landing?
I didn't hear what you said, Dom.
Yeah, the Jersey Shore is looking for a home again, and I think it's your town where they're talking about it.
I haven't heard anything, Dom.
Oh, yeah, it's before the town council in a town around you or Mays Landing. Well, we'll get that clarified. Thank you for the suggestion, though, Vince.
Yeah.
All right, Neil, the Emmys had a lot of stuff here that I liked. And you were way ahead of the curve. They really like your favorite comedy, Miss Maisel.
Yeah, well, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Is
great. It's going to be competitive with Veep this year. I mean, it's going to be... they're both wonderful series. I prefer The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. That's who I'd give the Emmy to. I'd give the Emmy to Rachel Brosnahan. But you have a lot of things going on with Julia Louis-Dreyfus this year. It's the last season for Veep. She's had medical problems. So because of that, I think it may go to her sort of as a valedictory, and also because, not because of the medical problems as much as the valedictory, and because she then becomes a record breaker.
Mm-hmm.
As she wins for best actress in a comedy more than anybody else has won, and there are other people who have done it. I'm blanking today. There's somebody who did it 4 years in a row. It may have been Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Well, I think she's the all underrated reason for Seinfeld, the drive of Seinfeld. The stuff that she did there was the glue mm-hmm. of the whole thing.
Right. The main characters to me were always George and Elaine, but especially Elaine,
yes.
because she was just so funny and so much, much better than, say, Karen or Will and Grace and that type of, sort of like, well, what about me type of character? Or just remember the only person in the room who counts is me. So, no, I think she's been wonderful in everything she's done. And we're forgetting the new Christine. She's a marvelous actress, and she's a marvelous television actress.
Neil, the other observation for the Emmys, late night variety, that type of stuff, every one of them except for Corden is just politically there, lined up to go after Trump. Every nominee there. There's almost no entertainment. Fallon is not nominated, for example.
Well, Corden has to win that.
Yeah.
First of all, there's a lot of reasons. I can't stand watching Stephen Colbert these days. And it's not because he's not funny, because sometimes I like the joke, but it's so overplayed and so out of context. I don't even care that it's attacking. I think satire should attack. But why not attack, say, the Squad, too? Why are people embracing four really obnoxious Congress people just because the president insulted them? You can excoriate the insult without embracing the insulted.
Yeah, I agree. There's got to be humor there. I mean, these four
right.
women, my God, yes.
Yes, so there is humor. And Colbert can be very, very funny. I laugh at him. At the same time, I think, Steve, you're begging the issue. You are pandering. You're just out of touch with everything. I can't watch him anymore. Fallon's just not as sharp, but Fallon is actually in some ways funnier when he does things. And Kimmel is, of course, the best, but they've all gotten too political. I mean, there's no humor except for politics, and there's nobody about Trump. I mean, they have to hope he wins in 2020. What are they going to do for material? I mean, how funny is Elizabeth Warren going to be?
that is a great point, and for obvious reasons, we'll see it with Kamala Harris, because they're afraid of woman and race. They're not going to do that. Biden, mm-hmm. they could be kind of funny with, I think.
They can be. And, of course, Biden gives them a lot of opportunity to be funny. But you have to take that opportunity. And, yes, you can make fun of Kamala Harris, because you can say that Kamala Harris may have had a point with Joe Biden, but she's not putting history into the context. And she's not putting in diplomacy. And if she thinks Joe Biden did something that wrong, maybe she can't be president, because maybe she can't deal with anybody who disagrees with her on anything to get something done together.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know. So there is humor there. You can make fun of her for that, but they won't make fun of her because she's a serious one. And also because the great thing about these television comedians is, and the Democrats in general, is they act as if they're the ones, A, in charge, and B, as if they have a great mandate. You know, you're talking about basically what turns down to a tyranny of the minority. There are very few people who love any of these Democratic candidates. And the idea that there's 22 of them, mostly despicable, are...
Exactly right. Hey, Neil, I am flat out of time this week, but we'll make sure we have next time in 2 weeks. Where do we find you until then?
You find me in the Delaware County Daily Times at neilspaper.com. And the thing I'm looking forward to, by the way, is next Friday, Veronica Mars comes back with an eight series murder mystery. And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.